Very confident. You know, I think it was this year. It was really about, you know, coach seeing what he had in the locker room. We had a lot of young guys, so they had to get the experience. But, you know, now everybody, you know, dang near a vet now. The young guys aren't young anymore. So next year, after having a whole offseason, you know, you look at their season, it goes college to training to NFL combine to pro day. So those guys haven't had a break. So you get those guys to have a real NFL offseason, get to work on their weaknesses. And you have us older guys know what to expect from our coaches. Now we can kind of just, you know, build off that and try to build something special.
What do you think the team needs to make a big jump?
I think we just need, you know, just glue. I think we just got to glue together, really. You know, and I think, you know, we needed the experience, which we got. You know what I mean? So now we have a better foundation to kind of work off of.
Did you have a kind of departing message for you guys today?
Just come back better. Come back better. Come back with a mindset to win. You know, that's another thing. You gotta have a mindset that you're going to win. You know, this league, all games are going to be tough games, especially AFC North games when you look at the history. Let's really just expect to win. You know what I mean? Find some way, somehow, how we did last, you know, a couple weeks ago. We have to play like that every week.
Jamar, after going through such a difficult season as a team, what gives you hope as you look into the crystal ball and you look toward the future?
I just know the guys in here, they worked tremendously hard. You know what I mean? Nobody gave up. The whole season, we worked our tails off. I've never seen a team do that. When they know they're not going to the playoffs and continue to work hard. When I was in Miami, we didn't do that. You know what I mean? So you look at a team like now, how guys just continue to just get better. And our rookies, I mean, they played great, you know what I mean, throughout the season. We look at that and you look at how our coaches are. I think, you know, we got something to build off of. You know what I mean? I think we're going to be real good in the future.
How do you explain your personal turnaround from whatever didn't seem to go right in Miami to the way you're playing here?
I really just, you know, I mean, first and foremost, God. Some coaches that believe in you. I think when you get coaches that believe in you, I said this plenty of times, it could change a player, you know, tremendously. I know a lot of guys around the league, it don't work out from the first team. I'm not the first guy. Mm-hmm. And they go somewhere else and they ball and they make Pro Bowls and things like that. And they're like, where does this guy come from? It's the same guy that he was in college or wherever he was before. It just, he had some guy, you know, some coaches that put him in good situations that, you know, let him just, you know, do his thing.
Did you, this is like a general question for guys, what, like you just described, you know, you're a fairly high draft pick, and then you, did you feel perhaps a little entitlement there in Miami?
No.
But here you come and say, I'm there at work?
No, I never feel entitled. I'm always the first one in, the last one out. That's been me since I was in high school. High school, I used to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and work out. I've been the same way. Never been entitled. You know, it just didn't work out in Miami for whatever reason, but I'm happy it's working out here. So hopefully, you know, I continue to grow in this defense and make plays.
Jamar, the fact that, you know, coaches are coming back, there's not going to be any changes. From a player perspective, how beneficial is that going to be for you guys when you come back for this offseason program in about 3 months?
I think it's great just because, you know, guys kind of know what to expect. You know, I mean, obviously the coaches are going to be amped up a little more, but they know what they have. But you know what the coaches expect out of you. You know the ins and outs from the offense and the defense. And now, you know, you can take away all the gray. You know, this year we all been kind of just trying to learn how they want it. But now we kind of have a base, and now we can just, you know, pick it up from where we left off. You know what I mean? But we have to be way better.